Hello, and thank you for coming to our Capstone Design and Innovation presentation. We are Team B4, SoCal DCEL. My name is Sam, and here with me are Jordan, Tim, Genpei, Yijun, Jaden, Shichi, and Bailey. Our project aims to provide the drought-stricken region of San Diego County with 50 million gallons of water a day, which is 10% of its water demand. We chose reverse osmosis desalination, a source that the local water authority is hoping to expand. Our process features a membrane bioreactor, a novel addition which we've included to extend the lifetime of the delicate and costly reverse osmosis membranes. Our product, desalinated water, will be sent to a local mineralization facility before being sent to the municipality for human consumption.
Our product will be a robust, locally generated water supply for San Diego County, which currently imports the vast majority of its water. Historically, heavy reliance on imported water has led to shortages during times of severe drought. Desalination already makes up 10% of San Diego County's water portfolio, but we propose to double their capacity in order to meet the projected increase of demand over the next 15 years. In this way, we'll fulfill a very important societal need.
The desalination process extracts half of the water content from salt water and converts it to a freshwater product. This means that we need to pump 100 million gallons per day from the ocean to meet our product target of 50 million gallons per day. The first step to treating this water before reverse osmosis is to remove the suspended solids. This is accomplished by adding ferric chloride to the water and then gently stirring it in a flocculation container where particles can aggregate into settleable flocks. The flocculated water spends about 2 hours in a settling chamber, after which the clear water is extracted off the top and advanced to a membrane bioreactor section later.
Then, the seawater after pretreatment will be sent to the membrane bioreactors. The membrane bioreactors consist of a biological reactor with suspended biomass and solid separation by microfiltration membranes with nominal pore size of 0.2 micrometers. The biomass used here is seawater microorganisms. They digest the BOD from original 2 mg per liter to only 0.04 mg per liter. Since the BODs and materials has a larger size than the pore size of RO membranes, the reduction of BOD will help to extend the lifetime of RO membranes.
The reverse osmosis system is to allow water molecules through while rejecting most large salt ions and any remaining suspended solids. Here we are using a two-stage RO system. The feed stream is divided into two parts. Half of the seawater is directly sent to RO stage. Another half is used to accept the recycled energy. The first RO stage is operating under a relative lower pressure, and the second stage is built to achieve a higher water recovery rate and save energy. The rejected water from the first stage is sent as the feed stream to the next stage by a high pressure pump. Total around 50% liquid becomes higher pressure brine and will be sent to a pressure exchanger to recover those energy to the seawater. The permeant water from both stages will send to a product storage tank and then sell to the next company to mineralize for human consumption.
The sediment discharge stream is mainly solid with some liquid. The Code of Federal Regulations classifies sludge as non-hazardous waste. However, the sludge leaving our primary treatment has small traces of the coagulant ferric chloride, which can be toxic to aquatic life. To mitigate this negative effect, ferric chloride can easily be neutralized with calcium carbonate before being disposed of in the landfill. Alternatively, this sludge can potentially be sold and used as construction fill for non-residential projects. The sludge leaving the membrane bioreactors contains only seawater and microorganisms that are native to California and can therefore be shipped to an offshore dumping location with no restrictions. Finally, the concentrated brine leaving the reverse osmosis membranes can also be shipped to an offshore dumping location, however, with restrictions. This is because the concentrated brine can be harmful to aquatic life. Dumping permits are required by the Marine Protection Research and Sanctuaries Act. Negative effects can be mitigated by diluting the brine from a neighboring wastewater treatment plant.
The proposed desalination plant is a public project. The goal is to minimize price for a fixed production rate. The plant is expected to take 5 years to build. After calculation, we found that the total equipment cost is around $49 million, and the total capital cost is around $289 million. The annual operating costs, including electrical utility cost, labor cost, chemical cost, and maintenance cost, which is around $35 million with 8,000 working hours per year. The electrical utility is the major cost, which counts about 76% of the total. The sales price is the minimum required to satisfy the target payback period of 30 years. At the interest rate of 3%, a sales price of $1,048 per acre foot is required, increasing by 2.2% for every year after 2020.
In the bottom right corner, you will see an overview of our plant layout. Seawater enters in the coagulation tanks labeled A. The water only spends around 30 seconds to a minute in these tanks, rapidly mixing with a coagulant to neutralize particles. Next, it flows to B, the flocculation trains, where it spends 30 minutes slow mixing to produce flocks. It then moves to C, the sedimentation basins, where flocks and particles settle for upwards of 2 hours. The water carries on into two holding tanks before entering D, the membrane bioreactor building that contains 162 MBRs for treatment. From there, it flows in conjunction to E and F, the reverse osmosis membranes and pressure exchangers, which work together to desalinate the water. The buildings in gray have a containment area around them to ensure safety in the case of a leak.
Thank you again for listening to our presentation. Please do not hesitate to reach out if you have any further questions.